If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I'm very busy this morning, and I wanted to bring in Chris Powell. You know, he's a columnist, and you should read his stuff at chrispowellcolumn.com. I recently wanted to talk to him about, you know, I had Mayor Runan or Lampalam on to talk about this housing proposal that basically took a little state money, took a little city money to take some blighted properties and turn it and flip them over, get them developed into, you know, livable, owner-occupied housing in Hartford. And Chris wrote about it. And so I want to welcome him into the show. Chris, good morning. Happy holidays.
Well, thank you, Brian. Great to be here.
It's always good to catch up with you. And I know you've written something since then, too. When you say you like what they're doing, is that a wink, wink, or is that a full-throated support of the idea? Just flesh it out for me a little bit.
Well, I know I was very enthusiastic about this enterprise to take the decrepit properties that Connecticut is dotted with, including Hartford, and start there in addressing the terrible housing shortage we have in the state. I mean, I'm all against exclusive zoning. I've been writing against it for probably 40 years. I mean, we got some towns in Connecticut that simply don't allow multifamily rental housing at all, and that's a shame. But as a political matter, I think we might get a lot more housing built a lot faster if we took this approach that is being taken in this program in Hartford. Connecticut is full of decrepit, dilapidated properties, former factories and mill buildings and tenements that are falling down. Almost anything replacing them would be better than leaving them as they are. And I think the mayor and the governor with this program at Hartford have probably found the most promising solution to the housing shortage in Connecticut. They just haven't quite realized it yet.
Well, you know, what's interesting to me, Chris, we're talking with Chris Powell. You can go to chrispowellcolumn.com. Is that the reason why I agree with you is any new construction in places like Hartford, it's apartments. And apartments don't help communities. They don't help long-term, you know, they're mostly rentals. You know, they don't help build a community. We need more people to live, stay, and raise their kids in Hartford, not just, you know, sleep there, get up, and drive somewhere else to work. Right.
So and not just more poor people. I mean, I know this program is concerned about avoiding gentrification in Hartford, but gentrification is exactly what Hartford and New Britain and Bridgeport and some of our other cities need. Middle class is not bad. The middle class is good.
Yeah. No, I think it's a fair point. But the interesting thing is, full circle moment, like, I'm not a huge fan of over-subsidizing anything necessarily, and I'm sure you agree, but in this case, you're okay with taking out the market capitalism and helping out.
Well, there will be capitalism here. The government's not going to do the actual building. The city will select builders to build on these decrepit properties, and I'm sure there'll be some, you know, patronage influence in it. I mean, there's always patronage in government in Connecticut, but these things will be built by private builders. Even if the government was building it, you know how they do it in Singapore. There's no poverty in Singapore, and yet the government is in charge of virtually all housing construction there. And everybody who wants to own a home or a condo in Singapore can do so. Can even use his government social insurance savings money to do it. They have no poverty in Singapore. Everybody who wants to own his home can own his home. They have high educational attainment there. I don't know why we can't figure this out.
Yeah, I mean, I actually think that it is a good model, but it will cost the municipality and the state money. They're selling these properties to the developers for a dollar, and then they're having mortgage sort of caps here for the people who buy.
Yeah, I don't like the price controls either. I mean, but look, they have gotten control of these abandoned properties, and we're not going to get a lot of housing built urgently unless some central authority gets control of these properties and can supervise their construction. And that is what is happening here in a very small way, and I just hope it's expanded throughout the state.
I'm not even disagreeing with you. I'm just pointing out some of the nuances of the argument here. We're talking with Chris Powell. Again, chrispowellcolumn.com, and he recently wrote on some taxation. But, you know, you one of your phrases is, you know, it's a single-party state, and I want to spend the last 2 minutes we have together. Because I think competitive, I'm not a Democrat, I'm not a Republican, but I like competitive government. We saw what it did here in 2017 and the impact it's had on the state since. How is it Ben Proto's fault? Is it because Republicans, they don't know what to do in Connecticut if they're not full-throated for Donald Trump? Like, how can the state of Connecticut get more credible Republican candidates to run and win?
Well, I think, you know, part of the problem is Democrats have realized that if you put everybody on the payroll, you can get their votes, and we've had a steady expansion of government in Connecticut. I think more so than in other states over the last half century, and it's very hard to get into any issue in Connecticut where there isn't some special interest already on the payroll trying to make sure that things go on as they have been. I don't think the Republicans have been very forceful or courageous, but you know, the Republicans are not going to appeal to people in poverty, and I think the Democrats are trying to proletarianize the whole state so that everybody's dependent on the government. I think that's the wrong approach. The approach is to try to make everybody you know, self-supporting and independent. I don't know if the Republicans have much of a philosophy, but look, somebody's got to speak up against the things that aren't working, and I hope the Republicans will start doing that more so now.
Yeah. I think if Lamont weren't running, I mean, I'm not saying a Republican can't win over Lamont, but it's going to be a tall task. It would have been interesting if it was an open race, because I think one of the two Republicans would have a much better chance of winning. Yeah. Chris, listen, have a great holiday. We appreciate you coming on.
Thank you, Brian.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.